The leader of the New York State Senate says it's likely that changes will soon be made to the state's new bail reform laws, which end most forms of cash bail for nonviolent offenses. Meanwhile, the state's chief judge also called for amendments to the laws. Capitol correspondent Karen DeWitt reports.
Senate leader Andrea Stewart-Cousins says a proposal in the Senate would end all cash bail, even for violent offenses. In exchange, judges would have more discretion to detain potentially dangerous defendants. Since the law took effect on January 1, law enforcement groups have highlighted select cases of repeat offenders going free under the new rules. Some Democratic senators in more conservative districts have expressed concern. But Stewart-Cousins, who spoke at an event at the Albany Times-Union Hearst Media Center, says don't call the proposal a rollback of the laws. She says it can even be viewed as enhancing them.
It is not a rollback. If it's anything, it would be a rollback on cash bail.
She says judges will have a set list of criteria on which to make their decisions.
There's going to be limited discretion with guardrails.
Judges would be allowed to consider factors like whether the defendant poses a flight risk. But she says judges will not be given complete discretion because New York could then slide back to what she says was the inequitable system that existed before the bail reform laws took effect.
So it's not like, oh, you know, I just, you know, have a feeling that you should be in jail. No.
Stewart-Cousins, the first African-American woman and first woman to lead the Senate, defends the original law. She says most of the people who could not meet bail and were forced to spend weeks and even months in jail were black and brown, while wealthier white people have always gone free. And she said some of the cases highlighted by law enforcement have been fear-mongering. Meanwhile, the state's top judge, Court of Appeals Chief Judge Janet DeFiore, is also weighing in support of giving the judges more discretion. In her annual State of the Judiciary speech, DeFiore praised the bail reform laws, saying the old rules disproportionately harm those who could not afford to meet bail. But she says there have been some unanticipated consequences, and she says they need to be fixed.
I believe that without compromising the purity of its purpose, the new legislation can be amended and strengthened to recognize a narrow exception allowing judges, after a full and fair adversarial hearing, to detain a defendant in those few and extraordinary cases where such a credible threat exists.
DeFiore says judges in New York City in recent years have already begun setting bail more sparingly, from 48% of cases in 1990 to 23% in 2018. Governor Cuomo says he also thinks there should be some tweaks to the law as part of the budget.
I have no doubt that there are consequences from that reform that will require additional reforms. And we will be making them.
Assembly Democrats remain the lone holdout. Assembly Speaker Carl Hastie, who championed the bail reform laws last year, says he still wants more data before reversing any of its provisions. He says a report by the NYPD saying that crime spiked in January is in dispute. And he says 1 month's worth of numbers is not enough to go on.
I'm a statistics major. That's my undergraduate degree. 1 month's worth of statistics is not enough of a sample size to tell whether it's a spike, a trend, or a momentary happening.
Lawmakers have about a month before the budget's due to make a final decision. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.
For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, WAER.org.